హార్టీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ ది సిస్టర్స్. వి హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు ది ఫైనల్ సెషన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రవచన ఫర్ దిస్ డిసెంబర్ కాల్. And we have been trying to understand through these pravachanas certain dimensions which we need to pick up to stay in yogic consciousness. The state of yoga our yoga consciousness is a state of equilibrium at all levels. There is no disequilibrium at any level. All are set in order in the being. When everything is set in order in us, we find ourselves as a vertical light. If we are not able to find that light, it means we have to work out the needed equilibrium in every dimension of light. When all dimensions of life are set into equilibrium, we stand as a vertical column of light, and we are, and that is our abode actually. The vertical column of light is the abode in which the divine exists, and we join him and experience the formless state or the state beyond the form. We realize that we are not just this form, that we are as much permeating in association with the omnipresent one. Those who experienced it found the boundless joy and the blissfulness of such a state. Therefore, out of pure love for the beings, they wanted that all beings should experience the state of bliss. Whatever little joy that we experience, we would like that it is also experienced by those who are around us. Simply, if there is a good movie which you have experienced in a cinema theater, when you come back, you tell your own kith and kin, you should go and see that movie. Or I would rather take you to that movie. Likewise, we say, you should go to that pilgrim center. If you want, I don't mind accompanying you to that pilgrim center. You should go to that teacher. That teacher is something very special. If you want, I will lead you there. This is how there is an innate love in us that pushes us to see that others also experience the joy that we have experienced. The state of equilibrium as it exists from above downwards is a state of bliss which is not completely explicable. It can only be experienced. When you have such a bliss, the love in the being impels them that others should also experience this. It's not enough if we experience it. That's how the whole theme of the humans are trying to associate with the divine has come to be motivated by love. In fact, the whole creation has its basis in love, meaning the motive for creation is love, that all beings should experience whatever is experienced by the best of the beings. So therefore, something in us draws us towards that program. As we all know that none of us is compelled to come and join these programs. Not a single person is compelled to join this program, but there is an impulsion, an inner compulsion that we keep on associating with such programs. Why? Because the inner being that you are is looking for something more than what you are experiencing now. Otherwise we don't come. There's something in us that draws us to these programs. The program to relate to the source of one's own being. దానివల్ల ఉపయోగం ఉంటుందంటావా? ఇప్పటికే చాలా చేరినాయి కదా, అదే అవే అవే పోతాయి, వదిలేద్దామలా. ఎట్లా ఆపేస్తే ఎట్లా? అలా వదిలేయండి వాటిని, లెట్ దెమ్ హ్యావ్ దేర్ మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ మోస్ట్ హార్మ్లెస్ క్రీచర్స్ దోస్ దట్ ఆర్ మూవింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ ది ఎయిర్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దే బై ఛాన్స్ ల్యాండ్ ఆన్ అస్ వీ డోంట్ గెట్ ఇన్ఫెక్టెడ్ వీఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్ఫెక్టెడ్ బై ఇట్ ఆర్ We don't get any sting with them. They live just a few minutes. Their life is very short. Yet they fly. Our life duration is very long, but we are not able to fly. Isn't it? So our... While many times when we repeatedly come to these programs, should we not get into this question, why am I coming to these programs again and again and again and again? Because in the very core of the being there is something that intends to find that limitlessness and then limitless joy. Limitlessness itself gives the limitless joy. Therefore, we keep coming again and again and again. The truth is that we are unlimited. We are unbound. We are into a form. We are into a form and to see how it is. It's like that we enter into a cave. It's like we enter into a well. Like that, we enter into a form which has manifold layers. Having entered into it, we try to experience. Later we want to get out of it, but in the meanwhile, we forget the way to get out of it. Our problem is that we are unable to get out of the farm by ourselves. When we originally entered into the farm, it is by free will. Not only that, the scriptures say you have forgotten that you have pestered to be in a farm. That you repeatedly requested, that you repeatedly made application to get into a farm. As a consequence, the formation has happened. The creation has happened and the beings are given the forms. So having entered into the farm and having experienced certain dimensions of the farm, not knowing what it is, we have entered, therefore we are unable to exit. We have not also able to experience the farm completely. It's like we enter into a system not knowing its implications and not able to function with it and not able to get out of it. Imagine that situation, that you enter into a farm about which not much is known. If you know before you enter, then you can perform well. If you know where the exit is before you enter, you can get out when there is not much of a comfort in it. Two things that happen with us: we enter in great hurry into a farm and we do not know how to function with the farm, and therefore we will not be able to get out of it. And by that we experience a kind of pain, a kind of limitlessness. Just like if all these doors are closed from outside and we are made to sit here all the time throughout the night, you may be able to sit, but the very fact that it is all closed and we cannot go out itself creates the panic. That the door is open is already a sigh of relief. But if it is closed and bolted from outside, you may not have the immediate need to get out, but the feeling that you cannot get out itself creates panic. So that kind of state makes us to know how to get out to the thing. First, having got in, you should be able to experience the form. As long as the form is fully experienced, you repeatedly come into the form. You repeatedly come into the form until the form is fully experienced. Having experienced the form in its completeness, then there is the knowledge of departing from the form consciously. That's why the art of dying is preceded by the art of living. Unless you have the art of living completely known, where is the hurry in leaving? Even if you leave, you will come back. Because you haven't learned how to live in a form. That's a limitation. And we wish to be in a state where there is no limitation for us. You should be able to enter into a form and you should be able to come out of the form. You should be able to experience being in the form. A master of wisdom can be doing this. He can enter into a form. He can fulfill the purpose of having entered into the form. And he can consciously depart from the form. That is what the seers have been demonstrating. So we also feel that they too were humans at one time and we are all humans now. We would like to get that kind of a knowledge. Until how to live in a form is completely known and experienced, Leaving the form has no purpose. Until you write the exam in its completeness, if you leave the examination hall, you will again have to come for the exam. There is no other way. Yesterday, Mr. Guru Prasad was saying that he is asked to speak, and even before he was asked to speak, he had a thought that maybe he would be asked to speak and that should not happen. Touchwood, after the prayer, he was asked to speak. So when he was asked to speak, what did he say? I am not speaking so well, that's why I am asked again and again to speak. I must not be speaking so well. That's why again I am asked to speak again and again and again. Until I speak well, I think people will keep asking. Once I come, speak so well, there is no more demand, then I am free from it, isn't it? So what should I think about it? I have been speaking. I have been speaking from 1981, thanks to Master K. He must be somewhere here. So I have been speaking and speaking and speaking, and still there is demand that I should be speaking. Means what? I am not speaking that. I am just giving from out of what he said yesterday. It's a dimension, isn't it? So therefore, when we keep on coming into the body again and again and again and again, until we have learned how to live in this body and how to leave the body in its completeness, then we have freedom to be in the body or to be out of the body. That's the beauty. To be in the body or to be out of the body, that freedom should be there. That is truly the freedom. It's not that there are so many people who pray, I don't want this body, I don't want this body, I don't want this body. This kind of prayers, especially in India, there are many. That I don't want the body is also a limitation. And I want body is also a limitation. You must get out of the sickness of wanting. Either way it is wanting, isn't it? I don't want to be in this. Until that sickness dies, you are in a limitation. I want to be in this. It's also a sickness. Na dvesti, na kanchati. That's how Krishna says in the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You be, and then according to the place, according to the time, you fulfill the obligation that is demanded from you. That's how it is. To be and then to do when demanded and to get back to beingness is what is to be learned. The beingness relating to us is within the central column relating to us. We can be deep in our own being. We can dwell deep in our own being. Just like we stay in the corner room of the house, which is very far from the exit door, isn't it? The master bedroom is always in southwest. The houses have entry and exit door either in the east or in the north. So, what is the remotest room for a house which has an eastern entrance or a northern entrance? It should not be north. It should not be east, the residing room. Where should it be? The opposite of north is south. The opposite of east is west. Therefore, southwest is the best place to remain. That is the reason why in the science of Vastu, దే సే దట్ ది మాస్టర్ బెడ్రూమ్ షల్ బి ఇన్ సౌత్ వెస్ట్. ది సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ బీయింగ్ యు ఆర్ డీప్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఓన్ బీయింగ్, యు ఆర్ నాట్ నియరర్ టు ది ఎగ్జిట్. యు ఆర్ నాట్ నియరర్ టు ది ఎగ్జిట్, యు ఆర్ డీప్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఓన్ బీయింగ్. నాట్ జనరల్లీ డిస్టర్బ్డ్ బై ది ఆబ్జెక్టివిటీ. వీ ఆర్ డ్రాన్ బై ది ఆబ్జెక్టివిటీ. ఇఫ్ యు ఆల్వేస్ సిట్ ఇన్ వరండా ఆఫ్ యువర్ హౌస్, ది పోర్టిక్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హౌస్ విచ్ ఇస్ వెరీ ప్రాక్సిమేట్ టు ది స్ట్రీట్, దెర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ లైక్ ఇట్. యు నో దెర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ వుడ్ లైక్ టు బి అట్ ది ఎంట్రీ గేట్ స్టాండింగ్ దేర్ అండ్ టాకింగ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్. అండ్ ఇన్ ఓల్డెన్ టైమ్స్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ప్లాట్ఫామ్స్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ది కాంపౌండ్ వాల్ అండ్ ఈదర్ సైడ్ వేర్ దే కెన్ సిట్ అండ్ కీప్ ఆన్ డిస్టర్బింగ్ పీపుల్ హూ గో ఆన్ ది స్ట్రీట్ ఎదురెడ్డి. ఏం సుబ్బయ్య బాగున్నావా అంటాడు వాడు, ఏదో వాడి దాన్ని వాడు పోతుంది వాడు పోనివాడు, ఏం బాగులే అంటాడు వాడు, ఇలా అయిపోతుంది. సో సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ ది ఔటర్ మోస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ బీయింగ్ యు గెట్ డిస్టర్బ్డ్ బై ఆబ్జెక్టివిటీ, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? ది ఔటర్ మోస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ హౌస్ విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ది హ్యూమన్ బాడీ ఆర్ ది ఫైవ్ సెన్సెస్, బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ది అవుట్లెట్స్ ఇన్ టు ది వరల్డ్, ది ఫైవ్ సెన్సెస్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ షుడ్ ట్రై టు ఫైండ్ ఎ వే టు సిట్ డీపర్ దాన్ బీయింగ్ ఇన్ ది సెన్సెస్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. ఇఫ్ వీ ఆర్ ఇన్ ది సెన్సెస్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ we are engaged either with what should we eat now, what should we drink now, what should we speak now, or we keep on seeing the surroundings, we keep on listening from surroundings, we would like to even to listen what is happening in the neighbor's house. This is all extension into objectivity. It's a kind of objective permeation that happens when we are in the senses. So if you are in the mind, it is still better than being in the senses, engaged in some thought. But as long as the thought is in relation to objectivity, your energy moves out into objectivity. So therefore, from mind objective, you have to move into mind subjective. For that, we suggest the method of utilizing the respiration as a means to get inside. Mind subjective is somewhat a deeper chamber. But from mind subjective, there is another deeper chamber in you which is called the chamber of buddhi, which is the chamber of light. That light is your light only. Every being is a lighted being. If you go deeper into your own being, you find the light relating to you. That is where you can sit, which is fairly deeper. Or you can even get into further deeper chamber as Atman, or Self. And then even the Self can join its source, which is the Super Self, which exists in the central vertical column. See how many layers are there. The five senses, the mind, buddhi and atma. Beyond all these eight layers, in the ninth layer you meet the light of the divine in you. And that light of the divine, he is but an expression of the divine who is the tenth one. The tenth dimension relating to us is the existence, the divine existing in the vertical column. That existence naturally has its light. Therefore, you find that light which is stable light. It's a light that does not move. It's a light that transmits its illumination all around. It's not a moving light. Just like as I spoke in the morning about the four elements which keep moving, while the fifth element, that is Akasha, it doesn't move. ఇట్ ఈస్ స్టేబుల్. ఆల్ అరౌండ్ మూవ్స్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ స్టేబుల్. లైక్ వైజ్ ఇన్ అవర్ బీయింగ్ ది బీనెస్ ఈజ్ దట్ విచ్ వీ కాల్ ఈశ్వర ఆర్ ది మాస్టర్ ఆర్ ది డివైన్. అండ్ దట్ ఈశ్వర ఆర్ ది మాస్టర్ ఆర్ ది డివైన్ ఈజ్ హ్యాజ్ న్యాచురలీ హ్యాజ్ ఇట్స్ రేడియేషన్, ఇట్స్ ఇల్యూమినేషన్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ మ్యాగ్నటైజేషన్. లవ్, లైట్ అండ్ విల్ ఆర్ ఇట్స్ క్వాలిటీస్. లవ్, లైట్ అండ్ విల్ ఆర్ ఇట్స్ క్వాలిటీస్. బట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్, హీజ్ నాట్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ విత్ లవ్, హీజ్ నాట్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ విత్ లైట్, హీజ్ నాట్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ విత్ యాక్టివిటీ. హీ రిమైన్స్ విత్ ది త్రీ ఎట్ ఆర్మ్స్ లెంగ్త్, ఎట్ ఆర్మ్స్ డిస్టెంట్. వీ ఆల్వేస్ గివ్ ఏ ట్రయాంగిల్ విత్ ఏ సెంట్రల్ పాయింట్, దట్స్ ది డైటీ. దే ఆర్ అవైలబుల్, విల్ ఈజ్ అవైలబుల్, నాలెడ్జ్ ఆర్ లవ్ ఈజ్ అవైలబుల్, ఎబిలిటీ టు యాక్ట్ ఈజ్ అవైలబుల్, బట్ హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ విత్ దెమ్, హీ ఈజ్ బియాండ్. ది ట్రినిటీ ఈజ్ అరౌండ్ బట్ హీ డజ్ నాట్ ఇండల్జ్ విత్ ది ట్రినిటీ, దట్ ఈజ్ ది డివినిటీ. అండ్ దట్ డివినిటీ హ్యాజ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ బీనెస్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ లైట్. అండ్ దట్ లైట్ డీటెయిల్స్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ లైట్స్. ప్లీజ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దీస్ డైమెన్షన్స్ డూ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ అస్. దెర్ ఈజ్ ది బీనెస్ విత్ ఇట్స్ లైట్ అండ్ అరౌండ్ దట్ బీనెస్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది వెర్టికల్ కాలమ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ట్రయాంగులర్ క్వాలిటీస్. దే ఆర్ ది క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ది డివైన్ విచ్ వీ కాల్ విల్, knowledge and activity. According to necessity of time and space, the divine can step into will, the divine can step into knowledge, the divine can step into action. Otherwise, he is said to be resting. That's how the symbols are given. Shiva is always in contemplation. Shiva is shown always in contemplation. But when there is a demand, yes, he is into action. He fulfills and comes back and stays in that state of beingness. Also, there is another deity, another symbol given of the divine, is relaxing upon time. Relaxing upon time, that's what we see as one posture, a horizontal posture, where he is also not busy with action. He's not busy with action. With the half-closed eyes, he stays. In the pictures that you see about Shiva also, it's half-closed eyes. Meaning, they are at rest and are yet very alert. You see a hybrid dog, it rests. And it's not in action all the time. It's the street dog that keeps on moving all the time. But a hybrid one, with its front legs, the four legs towards the front, it keeps like a lion and keeps watching, that's all. And even the dog would be having a half-closed eyes. Half-closed. It's not sleeping. Even if there is a slightest disturbance anywhere around in the compound, it is alert. That is the state of beingness of the beings that we are. That's our original state. Not always engaged in some thought, not always engaged in some speech, and not always engaged in some action. When you are always in action, you wear out, you burn out, and you do not experience anything. Therefore, yoga gives us the state of equipoise. The very definition of yoga is equipoise. You are at quiet. You don't think unrequired. You don't speak unrequired. It's natural. Generally engaging in speaking is not there. Like a charting box. That's how you have to see the, observe the seers. They generally do not always speak. Just because we have the speech faculty. They do not move as busily as others. Their movement is purpose-oriented. Their speech is purpose-oriented. They do not also get into the chamber of thinking. They do not. Why should you think when there is no need for action? Why should you? So what do? They stay in that beingness. So when you are in that state of beingness, you relate to the beingness which is in you as a support to you. The divine in you is what expresses as you. That's why we are given the number of a complete man as number 8. In the West they say the number of Christ is 8. We say Krishna is the 8th child. And we speak so much about the 8th moon phase. The 8th state is but one zero emerging from the other zero, isn't it? The symbol of 8 is but 2 zeros adjoined. That is Purnam, and this is Purnam. That's how we say. The beingness with access to will, knowledge and activity. The beingness with access to will, knowledge and activity is like that you are a well-prepared being willing to act according to demand with knowledge and fulfill reaction. Because the will is according to the need in the surroundings. It emerges. Generally, willing for things won't exist. Generally willing for things, generally acting for nothing, generally gathering knowledge for nothing, it also does not exist. So when you join that state of beingness which is in you, to you also the will divine is accessible, to you the knowledge divine is accessible, to you the ability to act is accessible. And according to the demands on you, you keep on responding. When you are in that state, you are called a yogi. That means you are willing to participate in creation and yet stay away from it. It's not that you don't want to be in the world. Or it's not that you don't want to be in the other world. This not wanting disappears. You are either way ready. So that's how there is a state of yoga where you are with the world but not of the world. You are with the world but not of the world. We are with life, not sunk in it. If we are in the world, we become worldly. We are supposed to be with the world but not in the world. దట్ గివ్స్ యూ ది ఫ్రీడమ్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది వరల్డ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు నెసెసిటీ. ఇఫ్ యూ ఎంటర్ వితౌట్ నెసెసిటీ దెన్ యూ ఆర్ మ్యూటిలేటెడ్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో లైక్ ది డివైన్, విల్లింగ్ టు వర్క్ వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ నీడ్, willing to speak when there is need, willing to act when there is need, otherwise you are with yourself finds its source and stays with that self which we call the super self. When it joins and stays with the super self, that is what we call the state of samadhi. That's where the zero, the individual being as zero, is associated with this universal being which is also a zero. It becomes number 8, purnamada purnamidam. That is perfection, that is a fulfilled state. You are associated with that fulfilled state. When you are in continuous association with the fulfilled state, you too gain that those characteristics of being fulfilled. So when you are in continuous association with the state and you become full, things that happen through you also take to fulfillment. That's why it is said, Purnamada పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్చతే, ఫ్రమ్ దట్ దిస్ హెస్ ఎమర్జ్. పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ, ఫ్రమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సెకండ్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఫుల్నెస్, వెన్ థింగ్స్ హ్యాపెన్ ఈవెన్ దే గెట్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ది లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సిద్ధ ఈజ్. ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సిద్ధ, ది యాక్ట్స్ దట్ హీ డస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్, దే డు నాట్ రిమైన్ అన్ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్. They do not remain incomplete. They do not get into a kind of a premature abortion. So like that, when you are with the fullness, you are fulfilled, and from you it spills over to fulfill the surroundings. That is the work of an adept or a master of wisdom or a seer. Are a siddha, and this state of association with the divine and staying in that state of fulfillment gives the utmost joy. So the one who experiences that would like to share it with others out of sheer love. It's not a wish to fulfill others. He feels the necessity to fulfill others. The necessity to fulfill the others. The child does not know its hunger. The mother knows the hunger of the child and fulfills. Even before the child knows the hunger, the mother knows. That's why when you see, when the mother feeds the child, in the initial stage, the child would put the mouth this way, mouth that way, but then ultimately it eats as much as is needed. But after some years, when the child is accustomed to eating, it may sometimes want more, isn't it? It may sometimes want more. Then the mother says, you cannot eat. If you eat, you get stomach problem. The meaning, what is it? The child, in the process of fulfilling, he is getting into desires. So desires are not attended to, requirement is attended to, isn't it? Children, when they are engaged in playing, they don't go to sleep. The mother comes and says, you must go to sleep now, isn't it? The child says, a little more, no. Likewise, a master of wisdom, he knows what is our welfare. He knows what is our welfare. Then what we do not know what exactly we need, we do not know what exactly, how much we need. We don't know what to need, we don't know how much to need, we don't know when to need, when not to need. This is our problem, it's an interaction between the mother and the child. So therefore, he gently deals with us to see that we also walk into the same state of fulfillment that as he is. That is the work a master of wisdom handles. I want you all to be fulfilled. That's what this is. And it is an impulsion for him. The impelling factor is the love. So we too have to find the methodology. First of all, most of us engage in spiritual practices not knowing what man is constituted of. It's such a pity that we do not know how are we constituted. It's like trying to use a machine without going through the manual. There are so many machines which are sold along with the manual, you know. When you do not go through the manual, you do not know how to handle that machine. How to operate that machine. We the humans have not known the manual relating to us. We all operate a television with a remote. Isn't it? How does a remote work? Does anyone know? When you press here, it changes there. Is it not a magic until you know the science of it? You change the channels, you increase the volume, you reduce the volume, you switch it on, you switch it off, all that sitting pretty like a pumpkin in a sofa set. We keep on operating, not knowing how it operates itself. But for a man who prepares a television, he knows all that, isn't it? So we should go through the manual how to use the television. We should know the manual how to use a mobile phone today, isn't it? If we buy a motor vehicle, we should know the manual, where is the accelerator. Sometimes today we have such automobiles, we don't know how to switch on. You don't have to put in the key. It's enough if the key is with you, not to the car. See? If you get into the car without the key, nothing can happen. So many things, if you go through the manual, you know. So there is also a manual relating to man. How is man assembled? How is man assembled? The fundamental is we all come out as a globe, like an egg. The whole creation itself came out of an egg. We call it Virat. From out of that Virat or the cosmic egg came the cosmic person, Purusha, Virat Purusha, isn't it? From Virat, Virat Purusha has come. So are we. When we enter into the womb of the mother, we are like a bubble. The bubble is in the form of an egg. And it gradually solidifies. Slowly, the egg gives way to this form. Within that egg, two holes will form, which would be the future eyes. You know, what is it that is formed first in that globule? The mouth is formed first. Then two holes, two eyes, then two holes on either side, which become future, in future 2 ears. And then two holes above the vertical opening, that is where the nostrils happen. So all these have happened in that bubble, in that small egg. And then from that egg we have formed as these persons. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ట్యూన్ విత్ ది ఒరిజినల్ హూ ఈజ్ ది కాస్మిక్ పర్సన్. దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ కాస్మిక్ ఎగ్ ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ ఎ కాస్మిక్ పర్సన్ కేమ్. దెర్ ఈజ్ ది హ్యూమన్ ఎగ్ ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ ది హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ హ్యాస్ కమ్. అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ది ఇంటెలిజెన్సెస్ దట్ ఆర్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ ఇన్ ఇట్? వాట్ ఆర్ ది ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఇన్ ది మౌత్? దే సే అకార్డింగ్ టు ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ది లార్డ్ అగ్ని ఫంక్షన్స్ త్రూ మౌత్. అగ్ని ముఖాత్ ఇంద్రస్య అగ్నిస్య అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇంద్ర ఈజ్ ది గవర్నర్ ఆఫ్ ది హోల్ సిస్టమ్. ఆల్సో ది టూ నాస్ట్రిల్స్ ది టూ అశ్విన్స్ ఫంక్షన్ అశ్విన్స్ ది కాస్మిక్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ విన్ ది టూ ఐస్ ది టూ ల్యూమినరీస్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ది క్రియేషన్ ది సోలార్ ఎనర్జీ అండ్ ది లూనార్ ఎనర్జీ ఫంక్షన్ అండ్ త్రూ ది టూ ఇయర్స్ దెర్ ఈస్ ది దేవాస్ అండ్ ది పితృస్ ఫంక్షనింగ్. దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ వెల్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ సెమినార్స్ అబౌట్ సిటిజన్ పురంజన ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ సో విత్ కాస్మిక్ పర్సన్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో సో విత్ అస్. లైక్ వైజ్ ఎవ్రీ పార్ట్ ఈజ్ ప్రిసైడ్ ఓవర్ బై ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ దట్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఫంక్షన్స్ ఇన్ సో ఫార్ యాజ్ యూ డు నాట్ డిస్టర్బ్ దేర్ ఫంక్షనింగ్. ది లైఫ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఫంక్షన్స్ ది అవేర్నెస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఫంక్షన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది లిమ్స్ దేర్ ఆర్ చీఫ్లీ 15 కాస్మిక్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ దట్ ఫంక్షన్ in the cosmic person and they are replicated in us. So when we do not know our own constitution, we are made in image and likeness of that cosmic person. That's how the scriptures say. Be it Bhagavad Gita, it says the same thing. Mamaivamsho jivalati. They are like myself. They are the samples emerging out of me. And it is the same in the Old Testament where it is said, man is made in likeness and image of God. Or God made man in his own image and likeness. Isn't it? Your child, when he comes out through your lady, he is like you in image. Isn't it? It's a model. We don't give birth to a buffalo, do we? A buffalo gives birth to a buffalo, a donkey gives birth to a donkey, a man gives birth to a man or a woman, isn't it? So how is it this happening? Do we ever think of it? We take all these things as granted. As we take in the food, how is it all digested and converted into energy? Shall convert into energy. There is a fire which is called Vaishvanara functioning in the stomach. And there is another energy at the heart center which is called Hamsa Swarupa that conducts like a swan, meaning the centripetal, centrifugal function. And then at the genitals, everywhere from head to toe, there are so many intelligences functioning in us, which are repeated to us in Mahanyasa when we do that ritual. Mahanyasa is an elaborate ritual where the priest makes you touch every intelligence in that related part in your body. From here, he starts. This is the part from which everything is formed. What do you call that? Shikha is Sanskrit, English. This is Sanskrit, isn't it? It remains here. That is the capital in us. దట్స్ వేర్ ది నార్త్ పోల్ ఇన్ అస్, ది సౌత్ పోల్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్. లైక్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ సో మెనీ, ది నార్త్, నార్త్ ఈస్ట్, ఈస్ట్, సౌత్, వెస్ట్ ఎట్ మూలాధార, హయ్యర్ మూలాధార, సౌత్ వెస్ట్ ఎట్ లోవర్ మూలాధార. ఆల్ డైరెక్షనల్ గాడ్స్ ఆర్ విత్ అస్, ఆల్ ప్లానిటరీ గాడ్స్ ఆర్ విత్ అస్, ది ఫోర్ ఫోల్డ్ కుమారాస్ ఆర్ విత్ అస్, ది సెవెన్ సీయర్స్ ఆర్ విత్ అస్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది హ్యూమన్ ఫామ్. ది సెవెన్ సీయర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది క్రియేషన్, సప్తర్షిస్ ఆర్ దేర్ విత్ అస్ ఇన్ ది సెవెన్ సెంటర్స్. ది సెవెన్ ప్లానెటరీ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో విత్ అస్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ ది నోడ్ అండ్ యాంటీ నోడ్ దే ఆర్ విత్ అస్. నేమ్ ఎనీ దేవా, ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ విత్ అస్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ ఎ మైక్రో యూనివర్స్. మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ ఎ మైక్రో యూనివర్స్ అండ్ వీ డోంట్ నో వాట్ వీఆర్ అండ్ వీ వేగ్లీ కీప్ ఆన్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎమోషనల్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ థింక్ దట్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ టు గాడ్ ఎట్సెట్రా. ఇట్స్ రియలీ ది మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ యు నో ది నాలెడ్జ్, ది మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ యూ ఫీల్ హౌ, డోంట్ మిస్టేక్ మీ ఇఫ్ ఐ సే దిస్, వీ రియలైజ్ హౌ స్టూపిడ్ వీఆర్. ఆల్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యుమానిటీ ఆన్ ది గ్లోబ్ ఇన్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ బై ది వే ఆఫ్ రిలిజన్ ఈజ్ అట్టర్ స్టూపిడిటీ. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ యూ కమ్ టు నో. దట్స్ వై రిలిజన్ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ. ది స్పిరిట్ ఇన్ యూ, ది సోల్ యాజ్ యు ఆర్, and then the intelligences which are cosmic, solar and planetary which constitute you, when you know all this you can relate to them. Who will give this knowledge? Who will give this knowledge? Only those who have realized this knowledge can give this knowledge. They are called jnanis, gnostics. They see the very basis of the whole creation. They have seen the basis of the whole creation as the male-female principle. And they say, you are no other than that. Each one of us is no other than that, basically. That we are male, that we are female, is valid only up to the physical plane. Thereafter, all are male, female. All beings are male, female. So that state of male, female means Prakriti and Purusha. Ardhanarishvara Tattva, that's what we call. Adonai, they say, in one system. And Jehovah, they say, in another system. Yehovah. Yehovah is Jehovah, meaning male, female God. Adonai means male-female God. Ardhanari means male-female God. Each one of us is a male-female. So this male-female being is given the coats of skin which are male and which are female at the grossest level. So when you move out of the form, the first thing that you know is that you are neither male nor you are female. And you are neither man, nor animal, nor a bird. We are pulsating awareness. We all beings are but pulsating awareness. That pulsating awareness can move into the most sublime fields and also to the grossest fields. So with this kind of knowledge, without that, no one is ever purified. That's why Bhagavad Gita says, Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram eha vidyate. Meaning, the way knowledge purifies you and sets you to right understanding of your being, no other purificatory practice will give you that state of awareness. Therefore, knowledge is essential. Without knowledge, we continue to be superstitious, tradition bound, without logic, without understanding, just remaining emotional and certifying each other that you are a great bhakta, I am a great bhakta, this and that. And go around with all the kinds of symbols of vibhuti, sadhara. What the other one is called? Tripura. The vertical symbols, the horizontal symbols are holding a cross symbol in a chain. All these are all games. They are all games of kindergarten. So, but when knowledge prevails, see, the ones whom we adore here and they are all men of knowledge. They are jnanis. They have seen the basis of the whole creation. Jnaninaha tattva darshanaha. Isn't it? So unless you associate with men of knowledge, you don't get this knowledge. Vedavyasa gave this knowledge in scriptures. Bhagavad Gita contains it. Bhagavata contains it. Puranas contain it. Symbolically, these things are said in Ramayana and Mahabharata. So this knowledge can be gained only from a person who has it. Touch wood, any branch of wisdom, a master of wisdom is able to transmit. It can be astrology, it can be astronomy, it can be numerology, it can be about color, it can be about sound, it can be about time cycles, it can be about the science of utterance. Anything. It can be about the science of sound. So many things. Because he is himself an embodiment of knowledge. So when you associate with such one, your identity takes a paradigm shift. You don't carry this kind of identity that I am a man, that I am an Andhra or a Kannadiga or a Spanish person or Italian or German or American. They become so petty, you know. Just like when you take to the flight, this entire city looks so petty, so small, so petty. And generally we move in these petty things, which are not real. The grandeur of the human being is what knowledge enables you to know. So every day within you can see the universe. Within you can see the universe. That's how knowledge enables you to find, wow, all that is in the universe is with me. And you should be thankful that they are all with you, not because you wanted, but they wanted to be. If you think they are yours, you would be again falling into stupidity. They are all with you, and be grateful to them. If you cannot listen suddenly, you can't do anything. If you can't see, you can't do anything. If you can't speak, you can't do anything. If you cannot digest, anything you cannot digest, what would you do? There are so many intelligences functioning in us, supporting us. When this knowledge comes, you tend to be more humble, more grateful, so very humble. No wagging of your tail anymore. The tail is folded back into in between the two legs and it disappears. The ego. The tail is the ego. So therefore, that is the knowledge which dawns on you when you are with a man of knowledge. So, so simple. It doesn't happen by a trick. Please don't think that it happens by the trick. It happens by association. There is no other way. So when you associate with a master of wisdom and associate with his teachings, think of the master first, because the presence comes. The presence of the master is the light. In that, the teachings of the master can be better realized. So be with the teachings of the master and be in the presence of the master. Once a master was asked in Belgium, Which is more important, is it presence or is it the teaching? Masrike gave a 2-hour lecture how presence is much more important than the teaching. The knowledge about magnet cannot magnetize you. But the presence of the magnet magnetizes, isn't it? The presence of the magnet magnetizes. The knowledge about magnet is what the magnet gives. Us is the magnet. But with knowledge, can you magnetize yourself? You can. But it is a strenuous process. But if you stay by the magnet, you are magnetized. That's how the CS say, the teachings give the presence. Therefore, we associate with the teaching. When you read the book of a master, already the presence of the master is there. There is as much the presence. Presence enables comprehension of the teachings. Teachings enables presence. How beautiful. When you read teaching of a master of wisdom, that master is also, his presence also you feel. And the teaching is also known. It works both ways. That's how he concluded. So that's how we have to be in the presence of the master through the teachings, because not always we can sit by the master. The teachings of the master carry the presence of the master, therefore associate with the teaching with a view to gain the presence as well. Not only the subject, the presence enables the teachings to sink into you. Otherwise the teachings do not sink into you. They don't sink. So that's how the presence of the master causes transformation through study. The presence of the master also comes to you in your hours of prayer. When you invoke him, he lends the presence. When you read the teachings, he lends the presence. If you do the works which are indicated by him, you feel the presence. When your boss enters a work to you, when you do the work, don't you think of the boss? Will he like it? The way I do it, will he like it? You keep on thinking about him. So be it the work that you do, be it the prayer that you do, be it the reading of the teachings of the master that you do, through all this the presence only is supplied. So when you are in continuous presence, it's easy to gain the needed energy and the consequential transformations. That's how it works. That is how the master functions and fulfills us. And therefore, we have to learn what all that is suggested by the master. When a suggestion comes to master, along with the suggestion, the presence of the master is also there. If something is suggested, even you are working with it, within your own conscience, you are reminded, the master told me, Master told, that can be through a living one, meaning the one who is living in the form. That can be through the teachings of the master. You can relate to Agni Yoga books and then feel the presence of Master Maurya very easily. You can read the books coming from Madame Blavatsky and feel a grand presence. A grand presence. Likewise, you can read books coming from Bailey and feel the presence of Master Jwalkul and Kuthumi. Likewise, if you read Bhagavad Gita, throughout your association with Bhagavad Gita, you have the presence of Lord Krishna coming to you. It looks as though he is speaking to you. Likewise, if you read Bhagavata, you feel the presence of the second Logos all the time. The second Logos. So like that, the habit of regularly studying also brings the presence to us. The prayer also brings the presence to us. The instructions coming from the scriptures, when you follow, the author of those scriptures will also associate with you. If you follow an instruction coming from Bhagavad Gita, you have also the presence of Krishna extended into your work. So while you are at work, you have the presence. While you are in prayer, you have the presence. When you are in study, you have the presence. When this way, you are always in it, it becomes this sense. The being takes to that state of becoming. And then he reaches the same state as that of the one whom he is associated with. Whom are we associating with? We are associating with Brahman. Because it is the energy of Brahman that is transmitted by Master CVV. The energy that visited him and caused the yoga of what we call Bhrukta Rahita Taraka Raja Yoga. That yoga is initiated by Brahman himself. That is what Master CVV said. So, when we invoke in prayer, he is relating us to the Brahman and he remains a channel. He clearly said that he remains a channel but not the origin. The origin is Brahman. So he says, and so far as you continuously associate with this energy, you would tend to realize the Brahman. And Brahman is, it doesn't suffer mortality. So you tend to be mortal. You tend to be mortal. You tend to be Brahman because the energy that is transmitted is from, has come from origin and expressed itself and also gave the methodology relating to it. When you are in the prayer relating to him, that Brahman himself informs of himself. That's the beauty. He informs of himself. That's how we came to know so many details. The knowledge is such a beauty, you know. He said, this is the path of direct knowledge. He said, I allow no emotion here. This is the path of direct knowledge. So the more you relate to the energy as is transmitted through CVV, that energy will unfold you into wisdom, will unfold you into knowledge. Knowledge about planetary system, about solar system, about cosmic system, about formation of globes, about formation of humans, the races of humans, and where all it started, where is it going, all this knowledge is a one-to-one basis you are informed inside. And he also lets you gain the access with the print which is already there in relation to these dimensions of knowledge. So you are exposed to so much wisdom. This is how it works. So it's not so simple as we, it appears to be simple. But once you are into it, through that hole, you get into the universe. Get into the universe. That's how the work goes on, and we are, unconsciously we are in it. That's what in the beginning I said. We are unconsciously in it. Just like we eat, as I said, the child, he doesn't know how much it eat, he doesn't know what it should eat. He doesn't know where to eat, when to eat. The mother knows the hunger and accordingly feeds. So also the master knows. That the master knows is already a respite to us. మనకు తెలియకపోతే మన గురుగారు తెలుసు కదా అనేది. తక్కువేమి మనకు రాముడు ఒక్కడు ఉండేవారు అన్నారు కదా. అంటే రాముడు అంటే వేరు, కృష్ణుడు అంటే వేరు, క్రైస్ట్ అంటే వేరు అనుకునే వాళ్ళకి ఇంకా కొన్ని వందల జన్మలు పడుతుంది సందేహం. దోస్ హూ థింక్ రామ కృష్ణ క్రైస్ట్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ డిఫరెంట్, దే హ్యావ్ పోస్ట్ పోన్డ్ ఎన్లైటన్మెంట్ ఫర్ సమ్ 100 ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్. ఇట్స్ ఆల్ వన్ ఎనర్జీ ఫంక్షనింగ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ ప్లేసెస్ అట్ డిఫరెంట్ టైమ్స్, మేకింగ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ ఇన్ టు డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్. స్టిల్ ఇన్ అవర్ మైండ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ డిఫరెన్స్, ఇజ్ంట్ ఇట్? డిఫరెన్స్ ఈజ్ అవర్ ప్రాబ్లం. సింథసిస్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ వన్ యాజ్ మెనీ. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ త్రూ ఎవ్రీ వే యూ కెన్ రిలేట్ టు నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ వెట్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ లిఫ్ట్ యూ అవ్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ పెట్టి సిచ్యుయేషన్ లిఫ్ట్స్ యాజ్ మచ్ దట్ ఈవెన్ ఏ గ్లోబ్ లుక్స్ పెట్టి. వెన్ వీ గెట్ ఇన్ టు ది ఫ్లైట్ ది సిటీ లుక్స్ పెట్టి పికినియో. When we lifted up from the solar system, the earth looks very pretty, isn't it? So knowledge puts you to that kind of light. You, these are all the states of awareness in you. As you move into sublime, more and more sublime states, the mundane things become so little. That's why the CS never cared about anything relating to mundane. What kind of house they should have, how many bedrooms they should have, should it be marble flooring or vitrified flooring, what kind of sophisticated fittings have to be there in the bathroom. We are so concerned today when we build a house more about bathroom than about anything. Because the technology is leading us more towards the toilets and bathrooms. That's how we are driven, isn't it? We don't so much care for the air, for entry of light, for the water, inflow of water and outflow of water. These are important. So anyway, that's a different subject. So we are lifted into great dimensions by the Master, and each time you are into a vista of knowledge, you are fulfilled. Don't be satisfied unless you have known. That's what I always complain to the Master. I have not become omniscient. Did we? Are we all-knowing? We are not. I have not become omnipresent. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. Whoever invokes him, he can respond. I haven't become that. You are that. You are omniscient. You are omnipresent. You are omnipotent. I have no potency. I have not so much knowledge. I don't permeate. So how can I say that I am fully trained by you, Master? Keep working on me much better. You can tell the Master to work better on you. Don't be satisfied with what little we have gained. We gained some little bits here and there, and we already feel great about it, then the game is off. That should not happen. What have we learned? Where are we? ఎప్పుడయ్యా కనబడతావని బాగా గొడవ పెట్టేశాడు కదా. ఇందాక పాట పడారు పిల్లలు. దిస్ చిల్డ్రన్ హ్యావ్ సంగ్ ఏ సాంగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్. హీ సే దిస్ ఇస్ ఇఫ్ యూ అపియర్ ఐ కెనాట్ సీ, ఐ కెనాట్ బట్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ యూ. నిన్ను తలుచుకోకుండా నేను మర్చిపో మరవలేము మేము, నువ్వు కనబడితే మాకు చూడలేము. ఎట్లా అంటాడు రామదాస్ కదా, అది కదా పాట. వీ కీప్ ఆన్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది మాస్టర్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? బట్ ఇఫ్ హీ అపియర్స్ వీ కెనాట్ సీ. వాట్ ఏ పారాడాక్స్. ఇఫ్ హీ అపియర్స్ వీ కెనాట్ సీ, బట్ వీ కీప్ ఆన్ ఇన్వోకింగ్ హిమ్. That's how there was a song sung by the children. ఇట్స్ నాట్ ది చిల్డ్రన్ హూ ఇన్వెంటెడ్ ది సాంగ్, ఎన్ ఇనిషియేట్ సాంగ్ లైక్ దట్. నువ్వు కనబడితే మేము కనలేము కదా, నిన్ను తలవకుండా మేము ఉండలేము, ఇది ఎక్కడ గోరా? సో లైక్ దాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి ఆన్ ది టోస్ యాజ్ ఫార్ యాజ్ ది పర్పస్. వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి ఆన్ ది టోస్ ఫర్ ది పర్పస్, అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ జస్ట్ ఏ సోషల్ యాక్టివిటీ. సోషల్ యాక్టివిటీ, పీపుల్ కమ్ టు బెంగళూరు టు మీట్ ది బెంగళూరియన్స్, ఎక్స్చేంజ్ ప్లెజెంట్రీస్, ఈట్ ఫుడ్ దట్ దే గివ్ అండ్ దే స్టే ఇన్ ది షెల్టర్ దట్ దే గివ్ అండ్ దెన్ అగైన్ దే కమ్ టు విశాఖపట్నం. ది సోషలైజేషన్ బికమ్స్ మోర్, స్పిరిచువలైజేషన్ బికమ్స్ లెస్ అండ్ లెస్. When we come, they offer clothing. When they come, we offer clothing. When we come, they offer food. They also offer sweets. So next time when they offer, we should give them more sweets. So this kind of club activity, there has to be the hunger for knowledge, the hunger for presence, the hunger for expansion of consciousness. That should be kept in mind. And I am duty bound to inform. When we will be gathering for December call, it's not just for some exchange of pleasantries, no. That's why the teachings tend to be focusing on the target, on the purpose, on the goal. So from day before yesterday evening, variety of things have come to be. We can recapitulate because you all have good memory. If you cannot, there are tapes you can listen to. And normally whatever is spoken, we should hold it and try to see how best we can work with them. So may we all be blessed for the urge that we have to relate to the energy of the Master. There is no doubt about it. That we all have the fiery desire, that's what is called tapas, aspiration. Fiery aspiration to relate to the Master, to gain the wisdom, to improve the state of our being. This fire is there, otherwise why would we take the trouble of coming here and staying here, especially during the year end when so much celebration is happening. So we do have the seed, we have to fan it. The fiery seed is there, we have to fan it, we have to work upon it, we have to improve upon it, ensure that it becomes a flame and then a great light. A spark of fire shall have to become a flame, and the flame shall have to further become a light. And let we all be lighted, and may the Master drive us towards that purpose, so that his purpose is fulfilled and our purpose is fulfilled. Our purpose and his purpose are the same. He is working for us, and we have to work according to his guidance. That's how the teacher-student relation continues. And mind you, if it doesn't complete in this incarnation, he also assured, for 12 incarnations I will be with you and make sure that you become that. So let it be so with us. These are the few things that have come up in these 5 sessions. And we conclude because there is no end to these things. As I said, it all started with me in 81. Now it is the other way, 18. 81 has become 18. Isn't it? There's a beautiful story about 81 becoming 18. In scriptures, if you say 18, it is a yaja. And if you say 81, it is yaja. And if you say 18, it is Jaya. Jaya. This sound Ja has the numerical potency of 8. Numerical potency of 8. This sound Ya has the numerical potency of 1. Because earlier times I spoke about it. Ya stands for 1. Ja stands for 8. So in Veda they say Ankanam Vamato Gatihi, meaning you should read numbers from, not in the regular way as we read, but from the other side, from left to right, like the Hebrew language, like Urdu language, like Arabic language. Numbers, it is applicable to numbers in the Vedic system. Read from the other side. When you say Yaja, it looks as Ya is 1, Ja is 8, meaning 18. No, it's not 18. Yaja is 81. Yaja is 81 because Ya, Ja, in writing they are one after the other from left to right. But when you read the number, you have to read from the other side. That is why, if you see how numbers are counted in Sanskrit, to say 18, what do we say? Ashta Dasha. Ashta Dasha. If you have to read 108, we say Ashta Uttara Shata. That's how from the other side it is read. That's the beauty with numbers. So therefore you are, when you are with Yaja, meaning if you dedicate your life to goodwill, Yajna means goodwill, not selfish will. What is goodwill? Goodwill is the will that works for others' welfare is goodwill. The will that works for others' welfare is goodwill. That is exactly what Yajna means. Ignardha, swardha. Swardha means self-will, selfish will. Selfish will is not normally what we carry. But the scripture suggests, think of others' needs, work for others' needs, fulfill others' needs. That is called yajna. So when you do yaja, it gives you jaya. If you do yajna or yaja, yajna and yaja, they mean the same. Yaja gives you jaya. Jaya means fulfillment. Yaja means goodwill. So for yaja, the number is 81. So it all started in 81. It gives you fulfillment. Jaya, the number is, it looks like 81, but it is 18. So from 81 to 18 we have come. We means, as you are also traveling with me, no? It all started in 81 and we have reached 18. A century passed by. there is a change of century in the meanwhile. So the fulfillment has to happen, isn't it? So like that you have to count the numbers from the other side, count the letters from the normal side. That's how the Veda says. So from 81 to 18 we have come. So let us see how it works with all of us. Of course, by seniority you don't gain anything. This we should know, isn't it? How many number of years I am in it is not the count. With how much depth of intent I am in it counts, isn't it? So therefore, since we came up to these numbers, this Bhagavad Gita is of 18 chapters, isn't it? It gives fulfillment. Mahabharata is 18 cantos, parvas, kada? It gives fulfillment. The Puranas are also arranged in 18 number. వేదవ్యాస ఆవాస ఫ్యాసినేటెడ్ అబౌట్ నెంబర్ 18. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ హీ కాల్డ్ మహాభారత యాజ్ జయ, హీ కాల్డ్ ఇట్ జయ, బట్ దేర్ ఆర్ సమ్ ప్రిఫిక్సెస్ సఫిక్సెస్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ మేకింగ్ ఇట్ ఏ హ్యూజ్ వాల్యూమ్ దట్ బికేమ్ మహాభారత. ఒరిజినలీ వాట్ వేదవ్యాస గేవ్ వాజ్ జయ, జయం. దట్స్ వై ది శ్లోక ఇస్ ఆల్సో నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. డోంట్ బాదర్ టు ట్రాన్స్లేట్ అగైన్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్, ఇట్ టేక్స్ టైం, దేర్ ఫోర్ వి లీవ్ ఇట్ ఎట్ దట్ ఎండ్. ది ఎంటైర్ వర్క్ ఆఫ్ వేదవ్యాస ఇస్ టు ఎన్ష్యూర్ దట్ ది హ్యూమన్స్ ఇన్ ది కలియుగ ఆర్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్, దట్ దే డోంట్ గెట్ లాస్ట్ ఇన్ ది ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ కలియేజ్. దట్స్ వై హీ డిడ్ సో మచ్ వర్క్, హీ డిడ్ సో మచ్ వర్క్, అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ కీస్, ఇసోట్రిక్ కీస్, అండ్ దే రివీల్ టు అస్ థ్యాంక్స్ టు ది మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ దట్ యూ ఫాలో. ది బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ది మాస్టర్ ఈజ్ హీ రివీల్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ అవర్ ఓరియంటేషన్. సో బీ ఓరియంటెడ్ టు నాలెడ్జ్, బీ హంగ్రీ ఫర్ నాలెడ్జ్ బిసైడ్స్ బీయింగ్ హంగ్రీ ఫర్ ఫుడ్. బీ హంగ్రీ ఫర్ ఫుడ్, బీ హంగ్రీ ఫర్ నాలెడ్జ్ యాజ్ వెల్. గెయిన్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ బట్ నాట్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ కమ్స్ టు యూ త్రూ వాట్సాప్ మెసేజెస్ అండ్ ఇంటర్నెట్ మెసేజెస్. ఎవరీవన్ స్పీక్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ ది యాజ్ ఇఫ్ హీ ఈజ్ ది మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. జస్ట్ కీప్ యువర్ లైఫ్ స్టైల్ సింపుల్, రిలేట్ టు ది నాలెడ్జ్, దట్స్ ఇట్. థ్యాంక్ యూ వన్ అండ్ ఆల్, బీ బ్లెస్డ్. And we continue with a question answer session tomorrow, for which already our brother Murali, I think, supplied pieces of paper to you. He is the most enthusiastic one to ask questions on your behalf. We have one like him here, one like Ramakrishna Shastri, and there is another like Sanat Kumar. They are excellent in asking questions on behalf of the group. So we will get into that interactive session tomorrow. And for tonight, have nice food and sleep over the December call. Sleep over the December. Namaskar.